First back Exilus Mishnevav. I know he says her isha v'leimasa lo v'sulim. He married a woman, didn't find her v'sulim. Says a taina that he was fooled. He doesn't have to pay the ksuva. He omers misher stanin nasti. She says that after I went through the kedushin, somebody forcibly was ma'anes me, raped me, and therefore in a status of sedeo, you lost out. Your field got spoiled. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, I did everything right. Something happened, it's your bad mazel, and therefore I don't have to lose out. Because at the time of the kedushin, I was a psula. He says, loy ki, which is, the simple reading means that that is not true, but it doesn't really mean that's not true, because he has no idea what happened. He's saying, maybe, elo ad shelo yirestiach I don't trust you, and I'm concerned that you were already Ba'ula before the Kiddushin, and therefore the Kiddushin was the toys. If it was the toys, I don't have to pay you a Ksuva. So what do we do? She says I was a Psula, and he says maybe you weren't. They say we trust her. Why? Bari v'sheva, bari yoda. If we go by, she knows for sure that that she's saying surely Yomi Masai, and he says I only Amana. We go by here, even though generally we don't see Bori Veshema Bori Odev. Over here there's also Chazaka to say that she was a Psula at the time of the Kedushin, and there's a Shtag Suva, so we go by the combination of Bori Veshema plus Chazaka to re-establish the shtar as is and collect with his 200 zuz. That's their opinion. Rabbi Shua Amar, Lami Piyano Chay. We don't trust her. We don't live from her mouth. El Harei Bechazes Bula Chetis Ares. We are concerned that she was a Bula already before she did the Kedushin V'Teisan. She fooled him. Ad Chetomi Ra'alav Vara. So he says, no, Moitzer Averi Olav Araya. She wants to prove that he owes her Masayim Zuz. Let her prove it. Just because she says that's the case, we don't trust her until she brings the proof that she was a psula at the time of the Kiddushin. Otherwise, she loses her ksuva.